afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be here. But before I start, I would like to emphasize one thing. This is such a crucial time for us right now. Why? Because it's after lunch and it's a nap time. So it's quite easy to us to feel a bit sleepy, right? But it's okay. It's fine. We're only human. Okay, anyway, my name is Nilo Asti Widyahari. You can call me just Asti. I am from Indonesia. And the topic today is about smart preparation. Is it smart enough? Let's move on. The discussion will start with the background, with the what is smart preparation definition, the purpose, the advantages, the implications, the benefits, and then what is the challenges, the limitness, and how to survive in this smart preparation era, and to close with conclusion in the end. We are now live in a world with 4.0 technology. Some people say that this is just the beginning of technology in our world, but some people say that this is already advanced. But I personally believe that this is just the beginning. And what does smart preparation mean? In general, smart preparation is the use of technology in preparation services, including but not limited to the integration of software development, utilization of big data, artificial intelligence, blockchain system, as well as the application of analysis and workflow in other IT-based systems. And what is the purpose of smart collaboration? Smart collaboration is invented to be able to facilitate the work of various professions in terms of three things. The first one is to increase the speed of workflow, two, produce higher quality work, and three, save much cost. That is the purpose of the smart collaboration. And then about the application of smart collaboration. How has the smart collaboration changed us? This is the advantage. Smart collaboration is not only for the collaboration process itself, but only start from the beginning before the work is perfected until the work is delivered. So the application of smart collaboration in the beginning or after collaboration is something that has more administrative work, so that doesn't have any kind of higher level of difficulty. All systems of this, like the before collaboration process and after collaboration process, are already accessed and used by many companies in Indonesia. And after that, we should be aware of what the challenges of this smart collaboration. The first one is about the physical visit. Technology might improve how we do collaboration and provide tools or equipment to do collaboration, but at present, at this moment, we can foresee the end for a need to physical visit. We should visit the object of collaboration. How this smart collaboration should be done? Maybe right now we can foresee that, maybe in the future we can see that. And then the second challenge is about being automated. It's the greater risk of being automated. It's hard to make it 100% automated from the beginning until the end of the collaboration process. But in contrast, you know, our clients are looking for a real-time, interactive, cost-effective solution, but still has meaningful professional opinion. What does it mean? It means professional judgment could still have an important role to play. We can leave it behind. Our clients want it. And then how smart collaboration do with these things? You can see the challenges is about the importance of how to make the qualitative aspect in evaluation where professional judgment is involved could be automated. How to make it automated? Qualitative aspect in our judgment. Our clients need that. And then about the ethics, about our integrity, about our accuracy in evaluation, will not be able to present if only using the algorithm. That is the challenge for us. And your situation is changing. Your business model is set up such that the time of professional is considered essential value. We, as the valuers, often bill or getting paid by the amount of time it takes to complete a job. But the client doesn't really need that. I mean, clients of the future will be intent to pay for output, for the value, rather than the input, rather than the time it takes to complete a job. The value delivered rather than the effort expended. So, in the future, the client will have much more higher expectation, like it is not just the speed and accuracy, but also the ability of valuers to truly provide global perspective and insightful solution. It's a one package. That is the time you spend on this completing the job. So, what is the solution? This is a general solution. We heard about the IT-based system, we heard about the smart valuation, and then what should we do? The solution of the future is come from a new collaboration and combination of capabilities from across existing professions with new and different partners. We should be partnering with someone from digital, from media, and from analytic work. And as a follower, lifelong learning is going to become increasingly important. We should be always learning. Lifelong learning is going to be very, very important for us because the range of knowledge of professional of followers must have is broader than ever. So, they will say that the days of someone labeling themselves as an expert in just one specific niche, evaluation will be gone. We will talk about how to survive. I want to emphasize these five steps to survive. The most things that really get into me is developing stronger leadership. This is the first tip to survive. We can see that there are five tips to survive. First, like developing strong leadership. The second one is winning the war of talent. Third, take advantage of new opportunities. Then having ethics at the heart of what you do. And then embracing technology and data. First, we start with developing stronger leadership. This is something that company owners should be aware of. You should be developing your stronger leadership more than ever because the world is changing rapidly. You know, like leadership is not just the same with managership. It's not the same as that. You should be aware of how you treat your employee, of how you treat your staff, of how you treat your younger generation of followers. Who will be continuing your business is not the younger generation. You should understand them. You should understand them how they work, how you doing their job, because it's quite different from the old generation. And this strong leadership is really needed to be able to really understand that. So, and then the second tip is winning for the war for talent. I mean, this is the war for talent. Why it's not just for the aesthetic of where we use the war things? Because we, as the company owners, we should support your employers, we should support your staff in attracting and retaining a more diverse talent pool to run the business of the future. Why? Because they're more aware of technology. You know, you should be encouraging them to do their best. You should be supporting them. That is. So you have a very good talented person in your company. You should pay attention to them. Don't look down on them. Encourage them. Make them someone that has a great talent or great capability to run your business in the future. To grow the run of your company. And the second one, the third one is take advantages of new opportunities. This means that in this smart promotion era, we all should be creating a more dynamic position that can respond to changes in the market and the wider society it operates in. And how to do that? It links with the next step, like embracing technology and data. You know, we can ignore the technology. We can't live without it. We already know about it. How to make it work to us. So that's what a strategic alliance with companies or organizations at the forefront of technological innovation and advise professionals on how to integrate into and benefit from these new ways of working. And the last one is, having ethics at the heart of what we do. You know, it means before this slide, I explained like professional development is still important. It still has important role to play. So promote education and standard and also be ethical behavior within our sector. Just do your job with heart, fully, head, so without any kind of bad intention. Just bring your will full of integrity and accuracy in doing the job. Because it will make you different from others. It makes you different from machine, from any technological things. Because we're human, we have that ethics, we have that feeling, we have a behavior that hasn't been copied yet by the technology. And then the conclusion. Okay? This is the conclusion of smart variation discussion. First is the strength. Family smart variation is really good because the purpose is increasing the speed of workflow, produce higher quality work, and save much cost. But it also has weaknesses, like lighting and physical spaces. It can be 100% being automated. It still can't use professional judgment yet, because how do you use professional judgment in algorithm? How do you sell? And the ethics one, how to make it our integrity become in the machine or in the technology, how to make it represent in that technology, our integrity, our accuracy, how? It can be done right now, but I don't know if in the future we can do that, because we are still in the 4.0 world of technology. We are still in the beginning of the technology movement. And there are these opportunities. We can hide, we can ignore the technology. We should be more aware and using the advancement in technology. We should do and collab with someone who has expertise in that. So you will be different from others. You will have more advanced system than the rest of public followers. And then the last one, the threat. What is the threat? It's the future client's characteristics. Our future client is very, very unique. You know, they know about valuation and they have specific needs about valuation. They want something that really fast, really accurate. But how to make them really loyal to you? That's our problem. And then the competitiveness of the world. We should hire younger generation with new job to continue your work of legacy. A legacy of work, and you should use the adoption of technology into your work, not only just the beginning of the evaluation process, not only just the evaluation process, but also the evaluation process itself. And then, that's all. Before I close this, I just want to say that if you are interested with this presentation, you can watch it later on my YouTube channel called Penilaian ID. Penilaian ID is the Indonesian name, the Indonesian language of evaluation. You can search in YouTube Penilaian ID, or if you forget it, just find the Indonesian language of evaluation. Penilaian ID, you can find it, this presentation on my YouTube channel later. So that's all. Thank you so much for your kind of attention. See you later.
Thank you very much, Terima kasih. May I invite you to take center stage, please, as we do have a token of appreciation to present to you what we just heard there. Smart valuation, she's outlined what exactly it is, and with it, we will be working more efficiently, we will be cutting costs as well, and thank you for telling us about these survival tips. We need to be talent-focused, and we also need to consider ethics, seize the opportunity, embrace technology, and strong leadership is key. Thank you.
Can I invite Mr. Patin Icharawan Gudung, the Vice President, who is the Department Head of Athens, or Sophie, and Japan, to give our speaker a token of appreciation.
Thank you once again, Lilo Asti Jigahari. If you do want to find out more, do check out her YouTube channel, and you can possibly leave your questions.